Dear summer service guests, sisters and brothers in Christ, when I look at you here in Pori at the Kirjaluoto, I think of you who are listening elsewhere. I think of stones, building stones. It is not so because I think of you as hard and stoned people. On the contrary, I see living faces, people, sisters and brothers in Christ, people who have come different ways to the same aisle, because the summer services are important for our soul and mind. I also think of stones because I want to greet you with the words of the letter to the Ephesians. And he came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens of the saints and the household of God, and are built upon that foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. He joins the building all together, that it groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Building stones of God's dwelling. I do not know what kind of a stone we all feel ourselves to be, or how we see ourselves. These services might be those in such a situation in which way you experience that you belong to one building, one common building. Here we breathe such a spiritual inheritance that is our own. These are our own people. I belong here. This kind of experience, this kind of group, community, is a great gift for God, from God. In the same way, someone might feel that they are a stone that does not fit into this common building. Perhaps you have gone astray or been separated. They don't say God's peace. The pain of being separated and the freedom of being away, they may be here. Even then, that part of the inheritance is inside, and this is a spiritual ground to grow. This kind of stone is a part of the common building. Building stones are not the same. They don't look the same. They are the different size, different shapes. We cannot see inside a stone. We cannot see inside people. Only God can see. We cannot see what kind of comfort or peace each guest can seek for their soul, and what kind of comfort they receive. What kind of connection and what kind of spiritual joy Here, like everywhere else, the building stones can support one another in God's house. But here, like everywhere, they can also bang or squeeze other, even up to the point of breaking. God can even see that. In identifying such, we have to be sensitive, and we have to be decisive in being involved. The building stones, living stones, we all. You are stones in that building in which you are the stones of the apostles and the prophets, where the cornerstone is Jesus Christ himself. You have been baptized into Christ. I see you as such. Stones in one building, one common building. The building itself is not here in Kirjaniluoto or in this movement. The building is the Church of Christ. Here we join all into the Church of Christ in throughout history, all the way from the apostles here. That which is complete and full here is the issue of the building. That which is broken and in conflict is an issue of the whole building. The building is not a building of one room. There are many rooms, many floors, many layers, and many corners. The Church of Christ has been built throughout history. So the Holy Spirit has built the church. People are formed in different ways into the building, different rooms. In one room, there can be the Lutheran Church of the Reformation. There can be a corner of Pietism. And one corner of the Pietist movement is here at Kirjaniluoto. Sisters and brothers in Christ, who of us can say that stone does not belong to the building, because that looking, that size, that shaped person? Or can we say that that person does not fit into this building because they are different? The stones join us together, he himself, Jesus Christ, he that saith, I am the resurrection and the life. He joins the whole building together so that it can grow into the Lord's holy temple. And he joins you with his spirit into God's house. Bless thee, the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. The summer services are a piece of Christ's church and give such a place of rest that the person, each stone, needs.